So the first thing your wife usually tells you when you walk into the house and you have a wet coat is what? Hang it up. My mind is usually, don't throw it on the couch, right? Don't throw it on the couch. Whatever you do, don't throw it on the couch. Hang it up, or you know, make sure you don't get anything all wet. The question is there any basis in halacha to listen to your wife over here? Are you allowed to hang it up on Shabbos? V'pikuach nefesh, yeah, okay, maybe. But here's the question. So Shulchan Aruch says, first, Mishan Nashru Kalev B'mayim, someone's clothes get wet on Shabbos. Holech Bem, he could walk in the Menachoshe Shema Yavui De Schita. So the first issue, which is not relevant to us, is you're allowed to wear wet clothes on Shabbos. You don't have to worry if your raincoat gets wet, that you have to strip off the raincoat because you're going to come to Schita. Doesn't bother us. Fine. Next line is where it gets crucial. Lo yishtechem v'nagvam. You're not allowed to spread them out to dry, or straighten them out to dry. V'mnei maris ayin, because maris ayin. Why? Shelo yichashtuhu shekibson b'shabbes. Because you don't want people to think if you see the clothes.
In your house.
Oh, it's in my house. One second. Let's first touch it, and then we'll get to the next words. It says you're now to stretch them out because it's going to look like you washed, laundered the clothes on Shabbos. V'afilu, even bechedre chadarim, even in the inner rooms of your house, she'ein shamroin usser. It's even forbidden because we say marisayin is a problem by Doraisis, at least for sure. Even in the inner workings of your house, the inner chambers of your house, the crevices, the inner rooms of your house is all usser.
It's been raining outside. Everybody knows it's raining.
Everyone knows it's raining outside. You walk and your clothes are wet. What's the halacha? Sounds like you're now to go to the bathroom. Your wife starts screaming at you, take the clothes to the bathroom. You know, hang them up in the bathroom over the hook, right? In the hook over the shower. Mutar usr according to Shulchan Aruch. Sounds like usr, right? Because it sounds like
you
save us.
Huh?
What's the difference? You tell me what the difference is. Difference is one is what you normally do, and one is where you put your dirty laundry. You have a wet cloth in the laundry.
So if you
no?
Hook, it wouldn't be just that you laundry it. That's where I put my dirty laundry. You're right.
Correct. So if I walk in, so if someone walked into your house, into their bathroom, in your bathroom, and he saw your raincoat hanging from the top of your shower,
wow,
he's going to think that what happened, perhaps this guy washed it on Shabbos. Azoizok Shulchan Aruch. Don't blame me, that's what Shulchan Aruch says. Myra's saying, you think it's implausible, but it's not based on what we think implausible. Shulchan Aruch says, Marisayin is a problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he gets it very clear. So that's Shulchan Aruch. Don't even need a Mishnah Berurah to explain the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah starts coming up to the table. Mr. Bruce says, well, maybe if the clothes aren't sopping wet. You put your socks in the laundry and you hang them up over the shower. What happened? The socks are soaking wet. So maybe that's a problem. Says Mishnah Berurah, but what about if the raincoat is just a little bit wet? It just has a little bit of geshem. The Magen Avraham says it's mutter. Because then no one's going to think that you washed the coat. Wait, no one's going to think you washed the coat. Just one second. No one's going to think, because it's only a little bit wet. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you can't make this distinction. If it's a little bit wet, a lot wet, it's all usser. End of Mishnah Berurah, my friends. According to the Mishnah Berurah, I ask you again, are you allowed to take your wet raincoat from that's a little bit wet? Let's just say it's a, you know, it's not a marble, it's just a small drizzle, but you got enough that your raincoat is wet, your wife doesn't want putting you on the couch. Are you allowed to take it upstairs, hang it up on the bathroom over the shower? According to Mishnah Berurah, Har Bei Achronim would say, usser. Yeah. Oh, so I said the bathroom. I was very careful. The bathroom shower sounds like it's a problem. You're saying a good point. What about my front closet? What about my couch? Can I spread it on the couch? Another door. Can I hang it on my bedroom door? Is that where you normally hang laundry?
No.
No. Okay. So let's see.
Hang it on those rods. You have this thing in your house.
So we're gonna get to it. I've got 4 minutes left. Okay. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan, first I would scare you a little bit more. Aruch HaShulchan says, We're not only talking. Oh, wait, fine. Sorry. Aruch HaShulchan helps us. Then I'll give you another scary marmakum. First, Aruch HaShulchan helps us. Aruch HaShulchan, he disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah's outcome. And Aruch HaShulchan says, if it's only a little bit wet, this question doesn't begin. We're only talking about the Mabul case. Okay, so you have to rely on Aruch HaShulchan. You still have, it's a Machlokas, Aruch HaShulchan, Mishnah Berurah, if it's only drizzling outside. But now let's say it's a Mabul. That's only when your wife cares. When you come into the house and your coat is sopping wet, now what are you going to do with it? Can you take it up to the bathroom like she wants you to, or not? According to both the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, if it's sopping wet, you have a problem. So is there any way to get out of it? So before we get us out of it, first let's say one more chumrah. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa points out there is a Ben Ish Chai, you should know, that says even if it's dry, completely dry, you decide to hang your shirt up. I don't know, your wife doesn't want your shirt lying in the bedroom, so you take your shirt and you go hang it over the shower stall in your bathroom where you normally put clothes that are laundered. Are you allowed to put your completely dry shirt there on Shabbos? Says the Shmir Shabbos, he quotes from the Ben Ish Chai, it says it would actually be a problem. Why? Because the same idiot who comes into your house and goes to your bathroom who's going to look at your shower, he's going to say, oh, it's a little bit wet, maybe he laundered on Shabbos. Oh, it's a little bit dry, but why does he have a shirt hanging from his shower? It must have been he laundered the shirt, you know, on Shabbos, now it's dry already. Because he walks into your house on Shabbos, he sees it on Shabbos. So perhaps because of this chashash. Maybe you put Erev Shabbos. Okay, fine, so washing machines may be different, but still, people hang out their shirts all the time. You know, we have the kids' clothes, you get dirty, so you hang them out to dry, you just walk. Or socks, sometimes you just put quickly, you need it, you hang it up. Even with our laundry machines also, people, Shmir Shabbos could cost time out nowadays. So what are heter? What's the heter? Yes, I got three heterim for you. So heter number one is Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Ingris Moshe, Rav Moshe, he says, very simple, pashut. It's obvious. Shebegodim shein darkon lekabson. Clothes that don't normally get washed. Mutr l'shtoach kishenaflu b'mayim o shenaflu v'harbe gishamim. A raincoat. Do you normally wash a raincoat?
Plastic raincoat, no.
Even a real raincoat, even your coat. Most people don't send their coats to the cleaners. You really don't. It's once in a blue moon that you send it, once every few years. It's not normally washed. So maybe a raincoat, you have this whole etiquette, because it's not normal. No one's going to... If people walk into your bathroom and they see a raincoat hanging from the rack, what are they going to think? Hang over the shower? What are they going to think? It was raining outside, so you put it in there, and your wife screamed at you to bring it upstairs. No one's going to think that you washed your raincoat in the sink, and now you're hanging up on Shabbos. Says Ramosha, perhaps according to this, raincoats are totally fine. Maybe your inner sweater, or your shirt that gets wet, or your pants that get wet from outside, maybe that you may have a problem hanging up, but your raincoat for sure not a problem. Comes along the second heter. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa says, someone said over here, what did you say before? You used a word over there. You said plastic.
Right.
What about clothes which don't get washed, can't get washed, or don't? Not that they normally not washed, they're just not. They're non-washable. Am I also cool on Mechomer plasti? Omisibim synthetium, like synthetic material that doesn't get washed. Lelo taruva sibim tivim, I guess, wool or natural, I guess, wool or linen involved in it, then mutter it's low, so you're allowed to hang it up. Because no one's going to, if they see your poncho, right, plastic poncho hung up over your shower, no one's going to think that it was washed in Shabbos, therefore you're fine. And the final heter, this is the main heter, this is how it's going to save you. Okay, fine. So we got rid of the raincoat, we got rid of, you know, the plastic, fine. But I want to know about your pants. You walk outside in a mobile, your pants are sopping wet. So what do you come home? You come home, you change into warm, comfortable pants, and now what do you do with the pants? You usually throw them over the bathroom shower, according to everything we've seen so far, it's usher. So is there any way to, like, any, what's the heter? Is there any heter? So I don't have heter for the bathroom, but maybe we could do what Tavi was saying before, right? That maybe if you hang it in a place which it's normally hung, then it's fine. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, this is the best heter you have. He says, mutter litlos beged rotuv, you're allowed to hang a wet cloth al kolev. Kolev, I believe, is a hanger. Why? De kevin de osakenu kide lishmar sa beged les lon ba. It's not a problem, because since you normally hang it on the hanger, and the hanger is a place where it protects the beged, you're not hanging it on the hanger. Even if you have intent, it sounds like, to dry it off. If you put it on a hanger and you hang it on the back of a door, it sounds like it's fine, as long as you don't throw it over your shower, which is your normal...
Hang it, put it on the shower rod?
So, I don't know. Hang it on a hanger on the shower rod? I'm not sure. But it sounds like if you put on a hanger and put it in the closet, you're for sure okay. And even if you put on the couch and you spread on the couch, if you normally throw your clothes on the couch, then you're fine. So this is a rye you should tell your wife. I'm throwing my stuff in the couch.
You're putting what bagging on the couch with your wife.
but tell your, since you do it on week ones when you always throw your clothes on the couch, so now you can even throw the wet clothes on the couch, even though you want it to dry in the couch, you don't want it to ruin the whole closet. Here you're throwing it on the couch, it's fine. You're allowed to spread it on the couch because you normally throw it on the couch and then you're fine. However, you should know for the Sfardim in the room, the Arlet Zion disagrees. I'll end with this. The Arlet Zion says, Yeshu Yizar Shuva Litlos, you shouldn't hang it up on a hanger, or on like a couch. You shouldn't have in mind, I'm hanging it on, throwing it on the couch, so it should dry, or I'm putting it on the hanger. Or put it in, I guess, in on where you normally hang up your clothes, if you just throw it on the hook or something.
So if you
could put it, even he says, right, sounds like according to him, you wouldn't be allowed to put it in a normal place if your kavan is to dry it.
If you put it on a hook, it's also kavan to dry.
No, but if you put it in the normal place, then it's not kavan to dry. Then it's my normal place, so I put my clothes, whether it's dry or wet, then you're fine. Halacha l'maaseh, you have to be conscious about this, that I think basically the only problem, you really have a problem, is if you take really wet pants, which normally could possibly be washed, and you take the pants and put them on the shower, over the shower hanger where you put your wet clothes, that's the only time that you really have a problem, because otherwise you could rely on one of these at Tanner.